Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Yahweh. Now we will hear the sound of the shofar. We thank you, Abba Yahweh, for the sounding of the shofar. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for keeping us through another week, Abba Yahweh. For keeping the brothers, Abba Yahweh. No harm or Daniel put up on them. Abba Yahweh, we ask you to let you have your way today in the midst. Let your Ruah touch your house, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, we ask you to bless the musicians today, Abba Yahweh. Touch their hands as they pray for your honor, Abba Yahweh. Well, Abba Yahweh, we thank you for the moon of the faith. We ask you, Abba Yahweh, just take control today, Abba Yahweh. For we give your precious name to honor, Abba Yahweh. No other name do we know, Abba Yahweh. By your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the precious blood that he shed upon Calvary, Abba Yahweh, to espouse us as your bride today, Abba Yahweh. A bride waiting for his husband man, Abba Yahweh. The bridegroom to come, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, let us rejoice, Abba Yahweh. For your tender mercy and love kindness upon us, Abba Yahweh. At this instant, someone is leaving this Olam, Abba Yahweh. But you gave us another chance, Abba Yahweh, to shabak your mighty name, Abba Yahweh. Oh, for we bless you today, Abba Yahweh. Oh, we total you, Abba Yahweh. Oh, yes, Abba Yahweh. Break, touch the brokenhearted today, Abba Yahweh. Break the shackles and the bondage from off your people, Abba Yahweh. But give them free liberty today, Abba Yahweh. To Jabak your mighty name, Abba Yahweh. That we cast all our cares upon you today, Abba Yahweh. We lay all our burdens down at your feet, Abba Yahweh. For your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach name, I pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We thank you again, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh, we ask you to bless the hills on the live stream today, Abba Yahweh. And all those, Abba Yahweh, that we do not know of, Abba Yahweh, visit them today, Abba Yahweh. Give them a heart to receive your truth today, Abba Yahweh. The living word of Abba Yahweh. For you're speaking to your bride, Abba Yahweh. Precious Abba Yahweh, touch the lad today, Abba Yahweh. There may be a strength to him. Let them know, Abba Yahweh, that you are faithful bridegroom unto them, Abba Yahweh. So as I speak today, Abba Yahweh, sit to those on the live stream, Abba Yahweh. They're listening to your truth, Abba Yahweh. For we know that we have some, Abba Yahweh, out there that are listening, Abba Yahweh, just to try to cause strife, Abba Yahweh. As the pastor was speaking, Abba Yahweh, that they was one. Or because he didn't use, or put the word in there, Abba Yahweh. But there are so many preachers, Abba Yahweh, that know your truth from the front to the back, Abba Yahweh. And still they are leading your people in astray, Abba Yahweh. But Abba Yahweh, get old, Abba Yahweh, to have the heart to receive, Abba Yahweh. A ready mind, Abba Yahweh. To set your truth out, Abba Yahweh. To see if it's of truth, Abba Yahweh. But Abba Yahweh, that is the reason we're speaking your truth, Abba Yahweh. That is going out on the live stream, Abba Yahweh. Not to deceive, Abba Yahweh, but to strengthen your people, Abba Yahweh. In this hour that they may be able to stand against the woes and the wild of your adversary, Satan, Abba Yahweh. And Abba Yahweh, those, Abba Yahweh, that do not receive it, Abba Yahweh, they do not have to listen, Abba Yahweh. But Abba Yahweh, just give those that have that ear to want to hear your truth, Abba Yahweh. Oh, to hear today, Abba Yahweh. And your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. For Abba's coming back for a bride. And he is faithful to his bride. How long were those that said they love Yahweh play the role of a harlot, desire toward another lover outside the one that gave his life that we may have a heritage to his kingdom? Abba Yahweh is coming back for his true bride because he loved his bride. That he showed them that he gave his only begotten son. That we may walk in this life, trusting in his truth and his Torah, that we can be overcomers of every woe and while that Satan brings against us, that we can get the victory. Because he told us there was one that was coming, and he has nothing in him that is of our Abba. He's coming back for his bride. Their desire is to love Abba Yahweh, and their lab is trusting in his truth. Turn with me to Isaiah, Isaiah 62 and 1. And he wants his bride to be without spot or blemish, because he knows that in the time of trouble, that he's a very present help. And he knows that we can overcome our adversary, trusting in his truth. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteous Tzedekah garment thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burns. He's coming back for his bride, saints. A truthful bride that trusts in him. Not the things of this life, but only in his truth. That keeps us, that make us have this flesh under subjection, that we be totally emptied out, that only that his truth lives in us, that we should be like a light that's set up on a hill and can't be hid, a Kadosh nation, a royal priesthood. Yeshayah number 2, and the Gentile shall see your righteousness, your Tzedekah, all kings, your splendor, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. You shall also be a crown of beauty in the hand of Yahweh, a royal diadem in the hand of Yahweh. You shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land be any more termed desolate, but you shall be called Hesabah, and your land, Beulah, for Yahweh delights in you, and your land shall be married. He's coming back for a bride that's not ashamed of his name, saints, that will stand forth and proclaim his name. Because he said, if you be ashamed of him in the time of trouble, when your calamity come upon you, he will be ashamed of you before his father. He's coming back for his bride, his true bride, saints. For as a young man married a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall Yahweh rejoice over you. For he said in the scripture, for we are no more our own, but we belong to Yahweh, being in that one man and being on one accord. That our desire is to walk as Yahweh's son walked, to please him in everything that we do. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. You that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silence, but proclaim it from the mountaintop, saints, that you have a bridegroom that is faithful, and that anything that you need, that he would give it to you. He said, as long as you ask and it not being amiss, he said he would grant it to you, saints. And give him no rest till he establish, till he make Jerusalem a praise in the Olam. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand, by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give your corn to be meat for your enemies, and the son of the strangers shall not drink your wine for thee which you have labored, but they that have gathered it shall eat it. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
and they that have bought it together shall drink it in the course of my kedushness. Yahshua Isaiah 62 and 10. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stone. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, Yahweh hath proclaimed to the end of the world. Say you to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Isaiah 12, they shall call them the Kadosh people, the redeemed of Yahweh, and you shall be called a sought out, a city not forsaken. He's coming back for his bride, saints. He wants to deny his word because he is truth and he cannot lie. But we've seen so many examples of where he came back. We see an example of Daniel in the lion's den. We see an example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, of how he came back. He's coming back again, saints. Turn to Yahshua, Isaiah 61 and 1. For he loveth bride. The Ruah, the sovereign Yahweh, is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed to preach good tidings to the meek, and that is without fight, saints. As the word go forth to speak to the house, when the minister and brothers speak, to prepare the house for the bridegroom to come, and to let us know of our shortcomings, of us being a true bride. Because he is faithful unto us, saints. Let us not fight, but let us have meekness, that we accept it, saints. That we acknowledge him and humble ourselves. And turn. First we fast and pray, and then we turn from our wicked ways. And he will draw us back unto him, saints. And we believe it, saints. And we believe it. Not only that we just proclaim the name of Yahweh, but let it be real in our lives, saints. That's where it got to be. It's too much talking, saints. We got to let the light shine now, saints. We got to prove that we are a true bride of Yahweh, saints. We have so many out there that know the name of Yahweh, but we know they're not walking as a bride of Abba Yahweh. And he's coming back to judge that too. As I go on, I read that too, saints. But he wants those that are claiming to be his true bride to stand and to walk in his truth and quit making excuses, saints, to try to please his flesh. That we got to quit compromising his truth, his Torah, because he's bringing a judgment on the house of the word that we speak to see if it's of a truth. To see how we're just talking. They want to be lukewarm. They want to straddle the fence, saint. They want to play in the world and call ourselves a condition of Yahweh too. It don't work like that, saint. You either for Abba Yahweh, or you for our adversary to Satan. Ain't no way around it, saints. And there ain't no in between. We got to quit compromising, saints. But we got to stand on his truth. And the time is getting shorter. Even our adversary know it, saints. But the people of Yahweh, they don't know it. We're still playing around. Let us not get caught out there, saints. I'm not pleasing Abba Yahweh. And his Torah not being real in our land. Because he's coming for a bride that is just as faithful as he is to his bride, saints. So let us be true unto our Abba Yahweh. Let our desires be only in him. That everything we do that pleases him, saints. The Ruah, the sovereign Yahweh, is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. And that his word would do, saints. He said he's near to those with a contrite spirit and a broken heart. Ain't too much broken heart and contrite spirit today, saints. Why is that, saints? because we just not totally given up to Abba Yahweh. We still have some of that world in us, saints. We're not just totally emptied out, saints. To proclaim liberty to the captivity and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And there are plenty bound today, saints, because they have not given up to Abba Yahweh. They still love the pleasures of this life. To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of Yahweh, our Abba, to comfort all that mourn. To appoint, Isaiah 61:3, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give to them their beauty for ashes, the oil of joy. And he will give you joy, saints, if you just give it over to him, saints. If you just stand still and see the salvation of Abba Yahweh. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise. There's not much of that today, saints, because we truly don't trust in our Abba. The garment of praise for the rule of heaviness, for they might be called trees of righteousness, Sadiqah, the planting of Yahweh, that he might be beautified. We don't do too much beautifying of our Abba today. Yashiah 4, and they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the Kohen of Yahweh. Men shall call you the ministers of our Yahweh. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their splendor shall you boast yourself. For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. And Abba Yahweh said, he's not the author of confusion, but a piece of shalom. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be to them. For I, Yahweh, love judgment. And the judgment is coming on those, all those who know not Abba Yahweh. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. And I will direct their work in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Yahweh has blessed. Isaiah 10. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in Almighty. Ain't too much rejoicing today, saints, because we just not giving the situation over to Abba Yahweh. We try to work it out in our will and our way. And we know that the scripture says the way that seemeth right to man is own eyes. But the way they end is death, saints. Destruction. We need to let Abba Yahweh handle it, saints. That way we'll get the shalom Abba Yahweh. We'll get peace. And we can walk in his strength and not in our own strength. For Abba Yahweh is our vengeance. He is who we get our victory in. And I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Almighty. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks herself with ornaments, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth her buds, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the sovereign Yahweh will cause the Siddiqah and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Yokohanan, John 3:27. What is our joy today, saints? Is our desire to please our husband man? Is our love truly toward our husband man, saints? His love is truly toward us. Is there rejoicing that we know our husband man? Oh, saints, let the word check our lab today, saints, of our walk with our husband man. For he's coming back for a faithful bride. He's coming back with one that desire is a truly love for him. Not of the things of this life are pleasure, not even of our flesh. He says enmity against Abba Yahweh. Let the word truly judge us that we repent, saints, today, while the time is near. For we know the story of Esau, and we know the story of Judas as well, how he gave up Yahshua a kiss. For yourself, Yokohana answered and said, Yokohana, John 3:27. Yokohana answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from the Shemayims. You yourselves bear me witness. Are you bearing witness of him today, saints? That you are that bride that he's coming for, without spot or blemish. That you are that virgin, seeking only the things that he desires. That I say I'm not Hashemiah, but that I am set before him. Yokohana 29, he that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that comes from above is above. All that he is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He that comes from the Shemayim is above all. What is your conversation about the bride of Abba Yahweh? It is about your bridegroom and what he has been and heard, that he testifies no man receives his testimony. Do you have the testimony of your precious son Yahshua HaMashiach and the stake that he buried and he got up of his resurrection? Do you have that testimony today, saints? He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that Yahweh is true. Do you believe that today, saints? Is that in your lab today, that Yahweh, Son, rose again, that his word is true? Is that in your lab today? Are you walking as a bride waiting for the bridegroom to see him in his glorious, to honor him in his righteousness, that we be a true condition? Is that the way we're walking today, saints? The Abba loved the Son and has given all things into his hand. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Yahweh abides on him. Let these words be true today, saints. Let it not fall on deaf ear today, saints. But take heed to the words that we hear, saints. Because just like me standing behind this pulpit, I'm going to be judged at every word that I speak today. Because, see, just like I'm speaking about Abba Yahweh, I know I have an adversary that's listening too. And he's going to judge the word that I speak, and I'm going to be tried. So I got to make sure that I keep this right here in my lab, that when the enemy come to try me, I stand, and I trust in him, saints. That I give over to Abba Yahweh, because there's nothing that I can do of myself. Ain't no way I can win against my adversary without trusting in the Abba. He showed me that I can get the victory over him. Because he did, saints. When he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, our adversary came to try him. And the same thing that's trying to draw us from the love of Abba Yahweh, he was tested by. And he overcame. What is our excuse? Why we're not overcoming? He showed us how to get the victory. He showed us in his word, saints. Well, that's our problem. We don't go to his word, saints. We all have it in our house, but when the enemy comes against us, we don't seek his word. We try to work it our own way. That's why we don't get the victory, saints. That's why we're still in bondage, saints. And we give it to Abba Yahweh, we will be free. And we will have a rejoicing. That's why when we wake up to come into his tabernacle, there's no rejoicing. Because when we get down on our knees at night and we talk to Abba Yahweh, he should be on our mind as we sleep through the night. That when we get up, we should be glad to come to his tabernacle to get him to praise. That he gave us another day. Do we believe that someone is leaving this instant, saints? And here we are sitting here another chance to praise our Abba. And we cannot praise him, saints? He spared you today. His precious blood was showered out upon you. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Turn to Matthew 25 and 1. For Abba Yahweh loves his bride. And there's nothing that he won't do for his bride. In any situation, saints, even when it seemed like our battle was like a storm, he's in the midst of that storm, saints. For there's nothing too powerful for Abba Yahweh to overcome. So let us trust in him, saints, no matter what we're going through. Even if we got an out against a brother, he'll bring peace to the brother or the sister. And we just give it to Abba Yahweh. If the brother was testifying that we are a family, let them words be true. Let us be a family. The out of the situation that we have against each other, let us get it right. That we walk as one. Being in one man on one accord. That if we have to go through a battle, let us go together. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. All of us together, we can move a mountain, saints. So let the word be true. Let us be a true family of a condition of Yahweh. We got the victory. The victory is already won, saints. The victory is already won. Abba Yahweh showed that upon the stake. And he even went farther than that. He showed us when we leave this life, we're going to get victory. He said, precious is the death of his saints. We're going to get up, saints. He cannot lie. Did he get up? We're going to get up, saints. We're going to get up. Matthew 25 and 1. Then shall the kingdom of the Shemayans be likened to 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Do you have your lamps today? Are your lamps shining bright today, saints? Do you have the oil in your vessel? And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Are your lamps shining bright for the bridegroom to come? But the wise took the oil in their vessel with the lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and sleep. Are you awake today, saints? Are you watching and waiting for the bridegroom to come? With a joy in your legs to see your husband, man? Just like a metaphor of a husband and wife, when that time comes, for them to consummate the marriage of the joy that you have then. Because of the vow that we went through to trust in his Torah. And even in the last vow that a man and woman say, to death do us part. It is the same way with our Abba Yahweh. It is to death do us part as well, saints. Whether it be with him or whether we make our bed in hell, saints. It's either one or the other. Whether we want to play around with it or whether we want to believe it, it is going to come to pass, saints. It is going to come to pass. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out you to meet him. Are you ready to meet the bridegroom, saints? Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil. For that is what the world wants, saints, to take our oil from us, that we deny Abba, that be the thing that we love, instead of waiting for our bridegroom, saints. He'll supply us with everything we need, saints. We have no want, as long as we trust in him. And the foolish said to the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Don't let your lamps go out, saints. Keep your lamps trembling, burning bright, saints, before this wicked and untoward generation. For even though you're in this world, you're not of this world. For you have one that you can trust in to see you through. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Oh, saints, let us not miss out. And they that were ready went with him to the marriage. and we are going to a marriage feast, saint. And the door was shut. Oh, saints, let that not be with us, saints. But let us have on that righteous garment, that Sadiqah garment, saints. Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Rabbi, Rabbi, open to us. But he answered and said, truly I say to you, I know you not. Let those not be the words that come out of the mouth against us, saints. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man come. Turn with me to Guyana, Revelation 21:1. For let us be watching and waiting, saints. We're patient, trusting in him, saints, to that day arrive that we see our Abba, that we should be like him. This corruption shall return to incorruption. Let the sun go that he wipe away all our tears, saints. For he loves his bride, saints. And he's coming back for his bride, his faithful bride. The one that's not has been defiled by this the things that are in this world, or even this flesh that we live in. This fleshly man that talks to us from day to day to try to turn us away from the things that are in his Torah. That we crucify daily. Every hour of the day, that our mind be on the things that are in the Shemayim, speaking the things of truth to our land. That when our adversary tried to bring things to us and out of his Torah that we resisted, he said, you resist the devil, he will flee. But he's coming back, saint. And you just resist again. You just resist again. Because we're going to be in the battle, saint. Until he come back for his bride, we're going to be in a battle. But the thing about it, we can get the victory, saints. We can get the victory. Don't think that we ain't got no warrior that knows how pastor say he's a warrior. He's a warrior. He's a warrior, saints. And he's coming back for his bride, a faithful bride, saints. One that desires have totally been on him. And the love is true and they live for only him, saints. He won't share his love with another saint. He said he's a jealous Abba. And he is going to get vengeance on all those that have denied him. And that have went a horn for another love. And I saw a new Shemayim and a new Olam. Guyana, Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new Shemayim and a new Olam. For the first Shemayim and the first Olam was passed away, and there was no more sea. And Yokohan saw the Kadosh city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from Yahweh out of Shemayim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the Shemayim saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men, and Yahweh will dwell with them, and they shall abide. They shall be his people, and Yahweh himself shall be with them, and be the Almighty One. And Yahweh shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon a throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give you to him that is at thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. And let us accept it, saying, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his Yahweh, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burning with fire. Abba Yahweh is not playing, saints. For he's coming back with vengeance. and brimstone, which is the second death. It's Shemayim origin. Magnificent and secure defense. Seven last plague and talk with me saying, come hither. I will show you the bride, the lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Ruah to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the Kadosh, Jerusalem, descending out of the Shemayim from Yahweh, having the honor of Yahweh, and her lights were like to a stone precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 Malachim, and the name and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the Jerusalem, children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and them the names of the 12 apostles and the Lamb. And he talked with me, and had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city that lies 4 square and the length as a large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man that is of the Malak. And the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like to clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city was garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third was chalcedony, the fourth of emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophorus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls of every several gate of one pearl, and the street of the city were pure gold, as it was transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for Yahweh our Abba, and the Lamb are the tabernacle of it, a city where his bride is going to be, saints. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in. We got to have on the right tzaddikah to enter in there, saints. Any kind of tzaddikah ain't going to make it. Us trying to serve this world and serve Abba Yahweh, that's a city we ain't going to enter in, saints. Because he's making the judgment, saints. We know in the scripture where it said our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Is that true? That's a good saying. But what are those that his bride doing to keep their name in the Lamb Book of Life? What are they doing? It's going to take you to do that. Just because he said your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, saints, that don't mean we're going to make it in. It's going to take you to make it in, saints. It's going to take you walking in his Torah and trusting in his truth to make it into his kingdom, saints. It wouldn't be fair for us just to go enter in. And he gave his very best for us, his son, saints. It's going to take us to prove ourselves as the pastor spoke to us, saints. And we just going to have to prove ourselves, saints. Not only with just talking, saints, but we got to prove ourselves with the way we walk. We got to truly be that light, saints. We got to be a true condition. A faithful bride that our desire is only to please our Abba, saints. Because he's coming back, saints. And he ain't going to judge the out appearance of man, but he's going to judge what's in the lead, saints. So ain't no way that we will get by, saints. Ain't no way. So let us be true, a true bride of Abba Yahweh. Because he's truly coming back, saints, for a true bride. And the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their honor and honor into it, And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. There shall bring no honor and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it in anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination, or makes a lie, but they there which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Give you honor. Revelation 22 and 16. It says, I, Yahshua, have sent my Melech, to testify to you these things in the congregation. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star, and the Ruah, and the bride say, come, let them that hear say, come, let them that thirst, come, and whosoever will, let him to take the water of life freely. For I testify to every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, Yahweh shall add to them the plague that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the Kodesh city, and from the thing which are written in this book. He which testifies these things, surely I come quickly. It is so, let it be fulfilled. Even so, come Master Yahshua. The free unmerited pardon of our Master Yahshua HaMashiach be with you all. It is so, let it be fulfilled. To be a faithful bride unto Abba Yahweh, and to be faithful, the meaning, devoted, scrupulous, having moral integrity, acting in strict regard for what is considered right or proper, strict, unswerving, arduous, characterized by warmth of feeling, typically expressed in eager, zealous, support or activity, thorough, true, reliable, dependable, vociferous, truthful, honest, marked by truth, accurate, trustworthy, trusted, constant, sincere, dependable, resolute, marked by firm determination, loyal, staunch, watertight, sound, strongly, built steadfast, and loyalty are principle, steadfast, credible, offering reasonable ground for being believed, reliable, accurate, firm, unchanging, exact, precise, rigid in truth, believers. Turn to Tehillim, Psalm 52 and 1. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. For your word, Abba Yahweh. And your word is truth. You said the Shemaiah and the Olam shall pass away, but not one jot to one tittle of your precious truth. When Doeg the Elamite came and told Saul and said to him, David, come. David has come to the house at Amalek. Why boast in yourself? It is evil, O mighty man. The goodness of Yahweh endures continuously. Your tongue devises mischief like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. You love devouring words, O you deceitful tongue. Yahweh's coming back for his true bride, saint. Yahweh shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and root you out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous, the tzaddikah, also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the violent warrior that made not Yahweh his strength, but trusted in the abundance of riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Yahweh. I trust in the mercy and faithfulness of Yahweh forever and ever. I will praise you forever, because you have not done it, and I will wait on your name, for it is pleasant, agreeable, and valuable for your saints. For a hymn of praise should be uttered in wisdom. And Yahweh will prosper it. Do not say, because of Yahweh I left the right way. For he will not do what he hates. Do not say it was he who led me astray. For he had no need of a sinful man. Yahweh hates all abominations. They are not loved by those who fear him. It was he who created man in the beginning, and he left him in the power of his own inclination. If you will, you can keep the commandments. To act faithfully is a matter of your own choice. He has placed before you fire and water. Stretch out your hand for whichever you wish. Before a man are life and death. Whichever he chooses, he will give it to him. For great is the wisdom of Yahweh. He is mighty in power and sees everything. His eyes are on those who fear him, and he knows every deed of man. He has not commanded anyone to be wicked, and he has not given anyone permission to sin. Turn to Shemaiah, Isaiah 26:1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Yehuda. We have a strong city, salvation with Yahweh. That's why I just read Yahweh was in the Apocrypha, Sirach 15:10-20. Now turn to Yeshaya, Isaiah 26:1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Yehuda. We have a strong city, salvation which Yahweh appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open you the gates, that the Tzaddikah nation, which watches faithfully, may enter in. You will keep him in perfect shalom, whose mind is steadfast on you, because he trusts in you. Trust you in Yahweh forever, for in Yah is everlasting strength. For he bring down them that dwell on high. The lofty city he lays it low. He lays it low, even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. You most upright do weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of your judgment, O Yahweh, have we waited for you. The desire of our soul is to your name, and to the remembrance of you. Why, my soul, have I desired you in the night? Yea, when my Ruah within me will I seek you. Early, for when your judgment are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn Tzaddikah. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn Tzaddikah in the land of uprightness? Will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh? Yahweh, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of your enemies shall devour them. Wherefore will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says Yahweh. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see you the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more to you. Can a virgin forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number. Why trim you your ways to seek love? Therefore have you also taught the wicked one your ways? Also in your skirts is found the blood of the soul of the poor innocents, and I have not found it my secret search. But upon all these, yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall not turn from me. Behold, I will plead with you, because you say I have not sinned. Why go you out about so much to change your way? You also shall be ashamed of Egypt, and you are ashamed of Syria. Yea, you shall go forth from him, and your hands upon your head. Yahweh has rejected your confidence, and you should not prosper in them. Jeremiah 7:32. So therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that it shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of the slaughter, for they shall bury in Topheth, till there be no more place. I'm telling you, Abba Yahweh is coming with vengeance on these, on those that know not Abba Yahweh, and those that proclaim to know Abba Yahweh, and not true saints. And the carcass of this people shall be meat of the fowl of the Shemayim, for the beast of this old lamb. None shall fray them away. Then will I call to cease from the cities of Yehuda and from the streets of Jerusalem. The voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Isaiah 25:1. O Yahweh, you are my sovereign ruler, and that are our saints. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful. Isaiah 25:1. For you have done wonderful things. Your counsel of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made up of a city in heat, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no more. To be no city, it shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people honor you, for the city of the tyrant nation shall fear you, for you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the ruah blast of the tyrants is as a storm against the wall, you shall subdue the noise of the stranger as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the tyrant shall he be brought low. And in the mountains shall Yahweh host and make all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the leaves, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the leaves well refined. And he will destroy in the mountain the face of the covering, cast all over all people, and the veil that is spread over all the nation. He will swallow up death in victory, and the sovereign Yahweh will wipe away tears from all of our faces. And the rebuke of his people he shall take away from all the old lamb, for Yahweh has spoken it. And with that, that is my conclusion, saints. And truly, he's coming back, saints, for a true bride, saints, without compromising, saints, that is faithful, that desire and love is toward only one, and to truly trust in his son's precious blood that he shed it, and not take it in vain, but walk in true condition, saints, and that we proclaim to be. Not just saying his name, saints, but let it be true in our lives, saints. That we get the victory over every obstacle that Satan tried to bring against us, that we may turn away from his Torah. But we have the victory. You can come forth now, Brother Pat. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I hope the word has been a strength to you. And I hope you take heed to the word, as well as to those that are listening to the live stream. That Yahweh is coming back for his bride. And he's coming back for one that is faithful. Without excuses. To just to please this flesh. Or to try to change the word that he speak. According to the way that his condition should walk.
Yes.
Of his Torah.
Yes.
Because he paved the way for us.
Yes.
He showed us what we can and do.
Yes.
He showed us that we can go through.
Yes.
For he gave us so many examples in his word. And also he was one. And we should have that mind like he has. And everything we do, we should want to please our Abba. Just like the son did. And we'll sing our congregation song saying, let us stand to our feet. Look for someone in the eye, thank you. To say this is how men may know that we're his true disciples, that we have a true love for one another. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for your word this day. May it be a blessing to your people, Abba Yahweh, your bride. And may it be a strength to all those that have listened on the live stream that he's coming back for his bride, for he's a faithful husbandman. And no matter what you're going through out there, no matter how the storm may rage, still you have the victory. No matter how you may get weary in your mind, he will give you the shalom of peace in your land. But there is no mountain that you overcome, because he made the mountain. We have one that can do all things. For man said there's no way, our Abba Yahweh said there's a way. But we trust in him today for the peace that he gave in our land. Because we know that we have a hope this day. And his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. For he laid it all upon the stake for us. And we're going to trust in that just like he got up. We know we're going to get up. And we're going to stand on that until the end, Abba Yahweh. And your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. Would everybody say hallelujah, Yahweh?